very high. They also limit your return.
If you'd like to know the real story about annuities, call for Steve's briefing paper called What You Don't Know About Annuities. This quick summary will help you understand the fees and extra charges you may not see at first, the tax impact that's not always understood, and why older consumers should take a hard look at the long-term commitment. To get your copy of this important briefing, just call 888-99-CHART and follow the prompts 888-99-CHART. That's 888-99-CHART. And listen to Steve every weekday, 4 to 5, right here.
Great oil and filter specials at CarQuest Auto Parts. Get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a CarQuest red oil filter for just $19.99 after mail-in rebate. Upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage oil and a CarQuest red oil filter for $21.99.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, helping you with your small business and professional development needs. Follow me on Twitter, Business on the ED. LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, Facebook Business on the Edge, and if you're a woman in business, we have a new Facebook group page, our Facebook group page for women on the edge, women in business. And as always, you can email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz. I always like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership. We work hard to bring you a great show that inspires your professional development and small business growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on the air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. I always like that applause when we thank our listeners. It's never dull for me, Kevin. So I appreciate you letting our listeners know that we appreciate them with a hand clap. Vince Lombardi said this, and I like this guy. The achievements of an organization are the results of the combined effort of each individual. The achievements of an organization are the results of the combined effort of each individual. You know, some of you may think, why do I make references to sports and to NFL or NBA. I don't know much about hockey. I've been to a couple of hockey games and they kind of freak me out a little bit. I'm like, all of the ice and you know, the fights, and I don't get it. I just don't get it. So I'm not a good hockey fan, but I'm sure it's a great sport. But I do that because they're coaches, and there's a value and there's something that coaches see in their people, their team, to want to win games, win championships. And so when I align that with business coaching or whatever coaching you might be doing, you want to see the success of the people that you're working with. And so I enjoy it, and we're going to talk a little bit about, I'm going to share a little bit more about Vince Lombardi, such amazing, amazing Hall of Famer. So my On the Edge power question tonight is a little long. Are you confused about the functions of your small business, your team, organization, and function? So we're going to deal with that a little bit. Are you confused? Because I think small business owners, and I've said this before, don't do the things really that large organizations do. And of course, you don't have to do them. Try to do them at the scale that they do them. But we need to think about what they're doing right. And those right things are successes, and you don't always win, but you know, if you talk to any Fortune 500 company, you don't always win. In fact, I'm looking at Entrepreneur Magazine, what's in the news and media. They have this picture, this cartoon of Sir Richard Branson, my favorite airline guy. If you fly, I'm telling you, you know, I don't think you're going to get a better ride stateside, as far as I'm concerned, unless you travel Virgin American. And no, I don't get any money for that plug that they just got. But this is on the Entrepreneur Magazine homepage, and they have this cool picture of Sir Richard Branson in this space shuttle, because we know he's trying to get people in space. So for those of you that, what is it like, the down payment is like $300,000 or $30,000 just to sign up? Okay. So when you go, you know, call in and let us know how that was for you. But it says failure is part of the game. And that's absolutely a fact. Getting back up is the magic sauce. And it goes on to say, if you want to be a successful entrepreneur, you are going to have to be able to handle rejection. Oh, we don't want to be rejected in business. We don't want to be rejected on our jobs. And rejection, probably more than you think that you're going to receive it. And so I like, you know, Small Business Trends. I like Entrepreneur Magazine. I like going to these different places and just getting information. They have a couple of articles out there today in the startup section. If you go to startups, I like the startups. They have, you know, planning for a successful start. There's a novel art idea. I don't know. Plan for a successful start. I don't know. Sounds right. You know, that's great. Plan for a successful start. And then they have an article on 3 tips to start a consulting business. And I had to pick that just because, you know, again, I'm a consultant coach. And so if you're out there and you have this magnificent skill in your job and you can go and consult and do all of that on entrepreneurmagazine.com, you can get that information to not only start, but to plan a successful start. So those are some places that you can get some really, really good information. So good luck out there. Check it out. You know, if you're going to, you know, entrepreneurs, successful people do things that other people don't do on a regular basis. So anyway, so I have a story. I had an event this week, and this is the first time I've done this type of networking event, if you will. And the name of the event was Christian Women in Business, The Power to Get Wealth. And it was interesting. It was really fantastic. You know, we had a great turnout. So I appreciate you for those that came out. And the reason, you know, Business on the Edge, I like I said, let me tell you the story, because it's going to get to my point. I was asked this question during the networking part of the session, and these ladies came in. I'm very touchable. I like talking to people. I like being around people. I like, you know, when I'm going to events or I'm having events, I like to try to meet, you know, all of the people in the room. And when it's my event, if it's not my event, I don't do that. I have a different strategy for that. And so we can talk about that some other time. But I sat in front of, I pulled up a chair, and I sat directly in front of 2 other ladies that I'd never seen before. And I really was interested in knowing who they were. Now, there were several ladies in the room that I hadn't met, but these ladies came in and they looked kind of, you know, just a little shy, or like, you know, you come into a new place, a lot of new faces, and you're kind of, so they were back in the corner. So I said, I need to find out who these ladies are. So I went and introduced myself, and we're talking a little bit, and one of them had this vest on, and it said Stanford Hospital Lucile Packard. And, hey, do you work for Stanford Hospital Lucile Packard, you know, hospital, children's hospital? And she's like, no, not anymore. You know, I used to work in research. Fascinating in terms of the things that she used to do for a living. And so now she's doing investing in investment properties and kind of in this transition mode. And we were, and because of what she was talking about, I thought, hey, I got this great job opportunity that you might be interested in. You know, it's part-time work, and it may be in the area that would interest you, just to kind of bring in other income and while you're figuring out what you really, really want to do, because the research part of her life was absorbing a lot of her life. And then she asked me that famous question that you get asked at every networking event. Someone's going to ask you, what's the question? What do you do outside of my poster being outside of the room? That you, when you come in, you could probably get that information off the poster, but that was okay. She said, what do you do? And I simply said this. I said, I get people to think about what they are not thinking about. And because we had this conversation prior to her asking me that question, and one of the things that she said is, she's like, I never thought about that. And she said, absolutely right. You are getting people to think about what they're not thinking about, because I certainly wasn't thinking about these different options and what's going on in the tech world in terms of testing and environmental testing and this opportunity. And so it was just really interesting. And so I do that, and I do that with my customers, and I do that with small business owners, because small business owners don't think about what they're thinking about or what they should be thinking about in addition to what they're thinking about. And some things that they're thinking about, they probably shouldn't be thinking about. I hope that makes sense. But as I go on in the show, you'll catch and understand what I'm saying. So I do that in hopes of it generating new opportunities for them, fresh direction, clarity, and most of all, hope in a refire, reignition of maybe where they're at. Because, it you know, business ownership is tough. It's a tough career, but it is exciting when things work out. It is fantastic when you're doing things and you're like, wow, that actually paid off. I'm so glad I did that. You know, I'm so glad I took the opportunity to take time to do, to work a career in entrepreneurship. So we're going to talk a little bit about what small businesses aren't thinking about. And tonight, it's the functional areas of an organization, of a company, right? And there's three areas that we like to look at, and that's functional and matrix and project teams. Now, in a company, you have, you know, functional positions will, you know, include your products and your processes and your services. Now, I'm going to get back to Vince Lombardi for just a second. Now, when we opened the show, I talked about, what was his quote? What did he say? The achievements of an organization, and we're talking about the function of the organizations, are the results of the combined effort of each individual or each player. So the way that you're going to achieve and win is going to be a direct result of, according to Vince Lombardi, and I think he knows something about winning, is a combined effort of your team. And so let me just share a little bit about Vince and as an entrepreneur and as a business coach, really, and I'm coming from that perspective. I got my coach's hat on. I'm on the sidelines tonight, just kind of yelling out plays and yelling out, you know, helping to get you guys in the right position so that way you can catch the ball, get into the end zone, you know. And the way that you win in business is really kind of the same way. You want to get the next yard. You know, you want to gain the yards so you can get the first down again, right? And so Lombardi's career, when he went to the New York Giants, okay, so in 1956, they won the title, okay, and that really boosted his title, you know. And so then he went to the Green Bay Packers. Now that's where we know him best. 5-year deal, Green Bay Packers. They win 5 championships, including 3 straight titles from 1965 to 1964. 67. And what they said is under Lombardi's tight-fisted leadership with the struggling Packers, did he transform them into hard-nosed winners. This is, get this picture in your head, okay, as a business owner. The team never suffered a losing season under the Hall of Famer Coach Vince Lombardi. More when we come back. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
We're brought to you by Garmin, and we'll check out South Bay delays. Southbound 280 looking a little bit better now, but still Page Mill to Magdalena slow. A Cupertino has cleared out, but down around Saratoga, we see some off and on slow extending down into San Jose towards 10th. South 85, some on and off delays around Fremont Avenue heading down towards Homestead, and then on the other side of 280. More brake tapping from De Anza in stretches to Union. South 101, we see the slow pattern at the Lawrence Expressway down beyond that 880 merge out towards Oakland Road. And 680 up the Sunol grade is pretty tight. That starts at Jacklin up to Vallecitos. Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin. And for more traffic, SigAlert.com.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0, here on AM 1220, KDOW.
Hi, folks, this is Alan Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit Optima Tax Relief.
What rate are you getting on your CD, money market, or bond fund? How would you like to earn a 12 to 14% total fixed return or higher with no stock market risk to your principal? Learn about an industry that's growing rapidly in spite of the slow economy. Now, as an individual investor, you can place your money in this market and earn a 12 to 14% total fixed return or higher without being affected by the ups and downs of the stock market, government debt, or global economic uncertainty. Call financial planner David Sharma at 510-278-0915 to receive your free, no-obligation brochure. Learn about an investment where you can earn a 12 to 14% total fixed return or higher, and it's eligible for IRA or 401k rollovers. Your investment payout comes from some of the most financially stable companies in the world. Call 510-278-0915. David Sharma is a reputable and experienced financial planner. Call for your free brochure today at 510-278-0915.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
People in the place to be. We're gonna celebrate tonight and rock out with the family.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are having a coaching powwow tonight. We are in the locker room, and we're gonna take you to a whole nother level, hopefully, as a business owner. And you can apply this to your professional life as well when you think about excellence in business and the different things that you're doing. Because like Vince says, it takes the entire team. Resiligence, TipNow is a texting mobile application. Resiligence is the company that created the TipNow application. It is a texting mobile application. You can email in voice-based anonymous reporting systems to deter crime and suspicious activity on college campuses, schools, corporations, airports, hotels, you name it, where crime, these unusual crimes taking place in places that have a mass amount of people, like college campuses, like our schools. This is a safety must-have solution, and you're seeing, you know, different types of applications, mobile apps popping up. So if you see something, you say something, using your mobile device to alert the proper authorities. So on your campus, if you have a security team, then that texting, anonymous texting, would go to them, and then they would move that forward. So if you mention that you heard it here on KDOW Resiligence, the creator of this safety solution, we give you a 10% discount on the TipNow mobile application or the TipNow social monitoring software. And you can get more information at www.tipnow.com or call 1-877-395-5095. I really like this tool. And actually, it's in, they have it at UC Berkeley, San Jose State, and a couple of places around around the Bay Area that includes police departments. So that's interesting. I'll have to get more of the organizations that are using it. I know that there's a university in Australia using it. And so this is, I think, definitely going to be one of the next wave of great technologies that we're going to see here. So we're talking about creating the right function or understanding your organizational function, and how are you building that? So if you're at home and you're listening to this show tonight, you can take notes. I would recommend that, or download the podcast when you get an opportunity, because I'm going to give you some good information that will benefit your business. You know, if you have not done an org chart for your business as a small business owner, and again, when I say small businesses, I'm thinking small, small, mid, and small, large, and because they operate a little bit differently in terms of their thinking, the financial arsenal that they might have, you know, and the personnel that they may have on their team, you know, in terms of getting talent and retaining them. And so when I think about the small guy, that the small guy, just, you know, it might be that two-man shop. It might be you may be a one-man shop or a three-man shop. And if we're going to be politically correct, I would say person, but we know that I don't work real hard at being politically correct, so you get the gist. So bear with me in that, okay? So these functions. So when we talk about the functional areas of a company, we're talking about groups, you know. So if it's by function, there's groups whose members are organized by function, right? They have similar, you know, specialties like engineering, production, or human resource, accounting, finance. You get it. But if it's by process, if your organization is by process, then of course we're talking about companies that maybe it's manufacturing, maybe it's a processing plant of some sort, food processing, or by product. You know, caps, labels, packaging, but I think that there's a fourth one we have to kind of fit in there, and I'm going to stick that in there, services, because we have these legal services, we have these coaching companies, and we have these organizations now that are popping up, especially the coaching world. And like my event the other night, we had seven coaches, you know, in the room just alone by a show of hands, and I thought that was exciting because I'm a coach, but you have to have the right coach in the right areas, and these are in, you know, several different areas, and some of them, probably a couple of them, were in business coaching as well. So you want to understand those basic functional roles in terms of, you know, your areas in your company. And so, again, if you're doing an org chart, you can split those up. You got, you know, different areas like research and development and you know, that you can put on there, and we'll get into a little bit more. But the three main functions of a company, when we're talking about the structure, we're talking about a functional structure, matrix type structure, or a project team structure. And we're going to go to a break in just a second. And when we come back, I'm going to define those structures for you, and I'm going to put all of this in perspective for you, and it's going to be all good by the end of the show. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
We are brought to you by Garmin. Delays through San Francisco with a crash south 101 before 282, vehicles on the shoulder. Slow from Cesar Chavez that way. And going the other way, north 101 after Paul Avenue, a three-car crash on the shoulder. We're slow from 3rd Street further up on north 101. Slow Cesar Chavez Street leading to the Bay Bridge. Out of Sausalito, southbound 101, brake lights, Waldo Tunnel to the north end of the Golden Gate. Bridge crews have switched to three lanes in each direction on the bridge itself. We're delayed through Novato on North 101 from DeLong headed up to San Antonio Road. Now to the peninsula with North 101 slow Woodside to 3rd Avenue, South 101 sluggish 380 going to Millbrae Avenue. And across the San Mateo Bridge, the slowing begins in Foster City on East 92, continues slow headed over towards Hayward. Hey traffic, don't hate, drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight-talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
The weather can be unpredictable, but your investments shouldn't be. In spite of recent market highs, the market remains volatile. In fact, the Dow Jones has seen not only two of the largest booms in the last 20 years, but two of the largest crashes. And with today's low interest rates, CDs and bonds don't even keep up with inflation. If you're looking for higher yields or more predictable performance, then Pinnacle Investment Properties has a solution. Learn how you can make your money work for you through cash-flowing residential investment properties in safe, stable markets like Indianapolis, Kansas City, and Atlanta. To learn how you can invest in the best real estate markets and live where you want, get the free Pinnacle Perspective Report. Go to investwithpinnacle.com today. The free Pinnacle Perspective Report at investwithpinnacle.com. Take control of your financial future with Pinnacle Investment Properties. Get the free Pinnacle Perspective Report at investwithpinnacle.com.
Taking a look at the condition of your floors lately? Well, now through February 24th, Lumber Liquidators has beautiful hand-scraped hardwood on sale for 10 to 30% off their already low prices, including hand-scraped birch for just $2.69 a square foot. Hand-scraped hardwood really shows off the wood's natural perfection. Just gorgeous. If laminate flooring is more your style, they've got high-quality laminate on sale for just 49 cents a square foot. But hurry, this sale ends February 24th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal, so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture, and you probably look really good in corduroy pants, which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Now, back to Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I have Nancy Franklin on the line, and you have heard the commercials, the on-air live commercials for Superior Compliance Solutions and hosting training events. And I'm going to bring her on just to have her talk a little bit about, just for a couple of minutes, on what she's doing. And I will bring her. Nancy, how are you?
I'm great, Margaret. Thank you. How are you?
I am fan. I like to say it like this. I am fantabulous.
I love it.
Now, Nancy, we've been talking about your ads for the last few weeks, Superior Compliance. Tell the audience a little bit about what you're doing.
Yeah, so working with small businesses under 100 employees, and coming in and helping them define the culture in their business, how their various functions are working together or should be working together. You know, what is the DNA of that company as it is an entity, and what is to be expected and not expected from people, and how they behave and work together, which is very interesting based on your topic tonight and talking about the structure of a company.
Sure.
I really help a company understand what is the culture that they want to have, how do they want to operate in that culture.
That's fantastic. Now, that's fantastic. Trying to get my words out here. Now, you had an event yesterday. How was that you had a 8:30 to 10 a.m. meeting? How did that go for you yesterday?
It went really well. Had some small businesses come in and really start talking about the culture of their company and what their culture is and isn't. They identified some gaps that they wanted to go back and take a look at, such as, you know, where are we on loyalty? We say that we want loyalty. What does that look like? And they also wanted to make sure that the employees, when a reason would fail, then what is it that they did to support their employees in empowering them to make choices? And one of the things we really talked about was, how do we deter people from fraudulent activities? We hear about fraud a lot out there in the business place. So we talked a bit about that as well.
So let me ask you a question with regards to fraud, just for fun. And we're going to talk about your next event coming up, and then we'll get out of your hair here. But so, for example, would you say it's fraudulent? Do we have, like, you know, when you ask questions, what's the TV show? Do. I have to do it here myself. Okay, so here's a question. Thank you.
Yeah.
Kevin is just, yes, this is fantastic. Okay, so here's the question. Would you consider it fraud if an employee takes a company credit card and uses it to buy, let's say, Usher tickets and a new outfit to go to some, you know, concert that Usher's doing on the company's dime without the company knowing it, without the company approving it? What would you call that?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple of key words you used, is without the company approving it. And then one would also say, what do you have in your policies written, whether it's your handbook, your HR handbook, on how you use a company asset and what you need to do to get approval to use a company asset? All of those are elements that have to be considered to determine if something is fraudulent or not. Typically, when you're doing something with a company asset without the approval of the company, it would be considered fraudulent. But then again, what are the documentations that the employees have been given so they know that they're not supposed to do it? And that's a really important piece to determining if something is fraudulent or not.
I have to ask one more question. Just because of what you just said, I gotta go here. I'm just, you know, I know we're a couple of minutes out from a break, but you said something interesting, that, you know, what's in the company's policies that tell the employee that they shouldn't go buy Usher tickets. I'm like, that's really? Are you kidding me? I'm like, you don't know that you shouldn't take the company card and go buy Usher tickets?
Yeah, so why is it that when we buy our microwave, they have to tell us not to put the cat in the microwave?
Exactly. You don't. So anyway,
exactly. Yeah,
so before
exactly.
we go to break, we got to talk about your next event. So you're going to be speaking at, what is this, the Han Hai Startup University?
Yes, Han Hai Investment Firm has a startup university once a month. I'll be speaking, and I'm going to be talking about Lean Startup, which is a really great revolution that's starting out there. Eric Ries wrote a great book on lean startups, and just fascinated by it. How do we build, measure, and learn in a startup when uncertainty of what you're producing is even going to have a customer for it. So
this is awesome.
This really is excited.
This is exciting. So that's going to be February 25th, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. That is the Gears of Business. Nancy Franklin is going to be there live in person, location 97 East Brokaw Road, Suite 210, San Jose, California. And you can get more information from Nancy Franklin at 408-725-7153 or info@superiorcompliancesolutions.com. She knows her stuff, folks. Go out and check her out. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW Traffic.
We are brought to you by Garmin. Delays through San Francisco with a crash south 101 before 282 vehicles on the shoulder. Slow from Cesar Chavez that way. And going the other way, north 101 after Paul Avenue, a three-car crash on the shoulder. We're slow from 3rd Street further up on north 101. Slow Cesar Chavez Street leading to the Bay Bridge. Out of Sausalito, southbound 101, brake lights, Waldo Tunnel to the north end of the Golden Gate. Bridge crews have switched to three lanes in each direction on the bridge itself. We're delayed through Novato on North 101 from DeLong, headed up to San Antonio Road. Now to the peninsula with North 101 slow Woodside to 3rd Avenue, South 101 sluggish 380 going to Millbrae Avenue, and across the San Mateo Bridge. The slowing begins in Foster City on East 92, continues slow headed over towards Hayward. Hey, traffic, don't hate, drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight-talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
Do you experience stabbing pain, numbness, tingling, or burning sensations in your feet or hands? You may be suffering from neuropathy. If ignored or mistreated, neuropathy can lead to irreversible health conditions. Maybe you've already been told by doctors that there's nothing they can do. That's because traditional medicine has failed to identify the underlying causes. Dr. John Duong is an integrative health specialist licensed by the Pastoral Medical Association. He uses scientific laboratory research to pinpoint the underlying cause of your neuropathy. His non-surgical deep tissue treatment helps damaged nerves heal instead of masking the pain with addictive medications. Many patients start experiencing relief in just a few short sessions. Learn what your doctor isn't telling you or doesn't know. Get a private consultation or request a free copy of the Peripheral Neuropathy Report and video. Call 800-524-9543. 800-524-9543. 800-524-9543.
Thanks for listening to Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We thank Nancy Franklin for coming on and sharing a little bit. I enjoyed that. And just... I'm just saying for the record that don't go and buy Usher tickets on your company credit card without permission. that's just funny. Cynthia Lowry is bringing back that old-fashioned door-to-door insurance relationship. Remember the days when your entire household knew the name of the family insurance agent? I certainly do. Cynthia Lowry is the agent with that old-fashioned family feel. Get your insurance if you don't have it. Contact Cynthia Lowry, agent with New York Life Insurance Company, for an appointment to discuss your insurance needs for business or personal and to learn how to help secure your family's future. Cynthia Lowry, California insurance license number is 0H78331. Phone number 650-520-0742. laurie.c@ft.newyorklife.com. You can email her there. Don't forget to mention that you heard it here on AM 1220, KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. And incidentally, these ladies, Cynthia Laurie and Nancy Franklin, they're actually part of also our new On the Edge Women in Business Club. And just so you know, it's just like, why? How did they end up on it? These ladies are fantastic. They know what they're doing. We like to vet out you know, people that want to come on the show, and we want to make sure that we're giving you solutions that you're working with people that are really, really good people to work with, and they really have your best interest in mind. And so we're excited about our On the Edge Women in Business Club. I talked about that last week, and soon we're going to have it available so you can register and sign up online. But you can get more information about our On the Edge Women in Business Club. It is a club. It is more than a networking group, which is fantastic. We do network. And it is more than just a group. It is really accountability. It is measuring. It is making sure that you're moving forward in your professional development as a professional and your small business. So we're here to help you. And so, you know, get connected. Get, you know, and our club may not be the one for you, but make sure that you have various resources that help fill the gaps, like Nancy's saying, filling the gaps even in your networking world and how you're building your business. So anyway, so back to our functions, organizational structures functions. So we talked about before the break, functional structures, matrix structures, project team structures, small businesses. This is for you tonight. So a functional structure is kind of that old-fashioned, that standard structure where you're going to have, you know, the finance and the accounting structure. So when you do your org chart, you got your CEO, you got your finance and accounting, you got your HR department, you got your resource and development departments. So when we see functional structures, that's what we're looking at. So, but a system, depending on what type of business you are, you can do maybe a hybrid of these different types of structures, just to give you an idea. But you that are in small businesses and says, you know, I've never done an org chart, it, you know, you can use Word, Microsoft Word. You can go in and use, you know, they have templates that you can do an org chart. You should look at it because it really puts things in perspective for you in terms of the type of structure you want to have within your organization. The matrix structure, which is, it's a little bit more flexible. There's more fluidity to this type of structure. So the flexibility and placing of managers within teams, you know, then it is in a functional one. A function is much more, specific in terms of how that structure looks. You know, managers may not be permanently assigned to a project within a certain department. Rather than managers, they can be sought out by other management in different departments in an organization in a matrix structure to fulfill specific duties or skills. They have specific skills that they may bring to a department, and they're not necessarily in any one department. And you'll see that a lot in small business structures. But for that small guy, I really want you to start thinking about how your team works together. You have to look at your team as a whole and then look at who are those people in the teams. You know, with larger corporations, you have the C-levels, and then you have the, you know, you start having your different levels of management levels. You know, you have supervisors, you have directors, and so you, all of these people are working together for a common goal within a company. You know, so you want to create that common goal. What are we trying to, you know, what problem are we solving? What product and services solve that problem for customers? And how do you get there? And you have to work together to be able to do that. And project teams, I like project teams. You see this a lot in the film industry. So a project, you know, you have a project and a project manager. And so say, and typically this type of structure lasts as long as the project lasts. So this unique organizational structure, if you will, responds to those instances, when a project does not fit in that company's functional areas or traditional areas. So you create a project team, you assemble it, you have a project manager those functions are that independence is there for you to be able to get that project done in some time frame, and so. And it fits in this overall strategic goals and objectives for that specific company. And then when the project is done, the people are disbanded and you go on to the next thing. But you have to decide on how your structure is going to be. And I know that this is a mouthful tonight, but start thinking about it. Start doing a little research on the web. You know, functional matrix project teams, do org charts. Who do you have in what places? How is your company working? What are the advantages and disadvantages of these different types of structures? And I'll share a little bit about that when we come back and wrap up. But think about what you're not thinking about, small business owners. I want you to win. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
The update brought to you by Garmin. Northbound 680 for the Sunol grade begins to slow at Scott Creek Road. Will continue slow to Vallecitos Road with delays on North 680 from Crow Canyon, San Ramon for Treat Boulevard. A crash on North 680 after Rudgear. Single vehicle there. No lanes are blocked. It's off in the center divider. Now going to the Bay Bridge on northbound 101, slow from Cesar Chavez Street. It will continue slow onto the bridge, headed almost all the way to Oakland. Westbound direction sluggish out of the maze through the Toll Plaza and into San Francisco to the 101 junction. At this point, the Golden Gate Bridge, both north and southbound 101, looking smooth. Hate traffic, don't hate, drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. For more traffic information, log on to SigAlert.com.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
When life delivers the unexpected, let your money take care of you. A sudden loss of income due to illness, downsizing, or other financial emergencies can put you in a big hole in a big hurry. That's why most advisors recommend an emergency fund that includes 3 to 6 months' living expenses. These funds should be liquid, easy to access, and pay decent interest. However, most people are not earning significant returns on their liquid funds and are actually losing money when inflation is factored in. Trusted advisor David Sharma has a solution for you. You can have both liquidity and a potential rate of return well above inflation with a modified endowment insurance contract. To receive more information, text ABUNDANCE to 55678. That's ABUNDANCE to 55678. See how you can maximize your cash and minimize your stress. Text ABUNDANCE to 55678. That's ABUNDANCE to 55678. This message is brought to you by David Sharma, California licensed insurance agent, license number 0C09851.
Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Watch me as I dance under the spotlight. Listen to the people screaming, I'm more and more, 'cause I create the feeling that keep them coming back.
Yeah, welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Is that Usher? So anyway, you know my feelings on that. Get permission. If you want to go see him in concert, don't use the company card. So that's funny. That's funny. We can have fun here on Business on the Edge. I like that. We should have fun. You should have fun working in your business. It should not be totally crazy. Sometimes it's totally crazy and you have those tough moments, but it's good to laugh. So these organizational structures, here's some of the advantages before we get out of here tonight. Small business owners, think about what you're not thinking about. Grow bigger. You know, if you're that small guy, think bigger. If you're the small mid guy, and you know, in the Small Business Administration says, you know, small businesses 1 to 500 employees. So 500 employees, by that time you're certainly doing something right. But there is that guy or that gal. Can I say gal? That it's just them. It's that one person, or it's two people. And even if you're that one person, you think, well, I don't need to do that. Do it. You can't grow and go where you want to go if you don't see the vision for it, if you don't plan for it. It cracks me up when, you know, I'm doing these classes and, you know, people want employees, small business owners want employees, but they haven't gone and figured out what is it going to cost to get that employee there. What is payscale.com saying that, you know, if you brought this person in, what would that cost with benefits and payment and all of that stuff? You have to do your homework and start planning for it. Put it in your financial plan. Look at what you want to do. So it's important to have the structures and have the people that are going to help you win. And in these organizational structures and these different types of functional matrix and project team areas, these are people. And then there's resources. You know, I'm just giving you a really small glimpse of this. So some advantages of having the functional structure. And all business are probably using some sort of hybrid with all of these because, you know, the functional is the clear hierarchy of top management. Again, you know, you have your C-level positions, and we know who those people are. And then your matrix, you have that flexible organization of projects and team members and maximizing that use of employees' expertise by placing them in multiple projects. And then you have the project team. And you have these excellent, you know, it's just an excellent way for organizations to fulfill immediate project needs. So you have a project that comes up, there's a start date and there's a finish date. Maybe you do a project charter with that. So that way it's clear and you know, the people that you're going to use on that team, maybe you put them in the project charter, you know, but you want to have a clear organizational structure so you can move from one place to another. Don't be ambiguous about what's going on in your organizational structures. You know, for those top, those project teams, you know, you got your top executives who delegate that project manager for those four duties. And maybe there's other heads of different departments that might come in or people. And so maybe some things could happen in terms of, say, their IT and the project manager is an IT. Then training can happen and ways of getting these different teams to work better, smarter, building your business, even if you're the one person. Start thinking about where you want to go. And again, on the Edge Women in Business Club, you can get a sneak peek of what we're doing with that on our Business on the Edge page. Go to businessontheedge.biz, and there's more information there. Join our club. So many women have already joined, and we've only been doing this like for 2 weeks, so it's pretty cool. We're almost up to like 50 women. Can you believe that in just like 2 weeks? That's kind of exciting. And so we're going to have information soon on being able to register online. So we're working with a company to get that together, and you can win points, rewards, come on the show. You never know what you're going to what's going to happen. We have opportunities for you to get perks. We have perks that we like to throw out every now and then, but mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, giving back. We have so much, 10 leads. It's just exciting. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader. Have a good night.